This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael is here, as he is every week, to go through the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine, top 10 topics, if you will, of the week, having surveyed lots of talk radio stations, programs, the hosts, and what their focus may be, the list of people who have been a part of the discussion, all that good stuff. So we'll pull some of the information that has been gleaned and have a conversation about it, because this is about conversation. So, but before we can have a conversation, Michael, you have to set the stage. You don't have to, but I would certainly appreciate it, and the listeners would too.
I'll do what is expected of me, and I will set the conversation with conversation. So
good
here we
for
go.
You.
At number 10, we have the National Football League action, and tied with that is the Josh Brown case. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees at number 9.
Boo.
Poor Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nobody don't have the right people in there. Tell me where the Moody Blues are, please. Why are the Moody Blues in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Why are they or why aren't they?
They are not. They aren't in there. I want to know why they aren't. Got a good answer?
Oh, I could talk about that stuff for hours. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. I used to be in the business of categorizing rock music and trying to make sense of it. I'm so glad I'm not in that business anymore. Yeah. Number 9 is that. At number 8, Major League Baseball playoffs. At number 7, the WikiLeaks stock dump, and it's tied with Assange's internet restriction. At number 6, the Philippines.
And Pamela Anderson trying to off him.
You know, well, we have the Philippines courts China at number 6. Russian military in Syria at number 5. The ISIS-Mosul campaign at 4. At number 3, the Clinton emails issue. At number 2, voter fraud and polls tampering. And number, or the allegations of that. At number 1, the presidential race and Wednesday's debate. The people, Josh Brown at 10, John Kerry at 9, Julian Assange at 8, Rodrigo Duterte at 7, Paul Ryan at 6. Number 5 is Vladimir Putin. Number 4, Patrick Kennedy. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump. And this was the week we had the third debate between the presidential candidates. And aren't you glad we're past that?
Well, what I was more interested in is the story of your debate that Talkers Magazine conducted at the end of last week with a dozen or so hosts representing various points of view. What was the? How close did you come there to the results of the debates that have been on television between various candidates over the course of the election season?
No comparison. Our debate was very unusual in regard to the fact that it was more of a discussion than it was a debate. Mm-hmm. Not one person on the panel really came out vehemently or passionately supportive of their candidate. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very civil, fun discussion. There were a couple of moments, but, where it got a little tense, but that was more between me and panelists not paying attention to me as the moderator than it was. I was very proud of it. Now, some people may have been disappointed because they expected it to be, like the old days.
A wrestling match.
Yeah. But I don't know if you saw any of it. It's posted on talkers.com, and it's also posted at C-SPAN. But the fact is, I thought it was a really, really good moment for talk radio in terms of being civilized, substantive, and analytical. I liked it.
Don't you think that talk radio has to do things like that to get beyond where it will be after the election?
I think talk radio has to expand its image to include very meaningful, civil, educated, academic, informative information. I think that talk radio has to raise the bar now, because so much of the media is really, really a commercial reality show at this point.
Mm-hmm. So is that what the discussion has happened with regard to how people are conducting themselves today versus what may have been the case 40 years ago, 100 years ago, 150? We had plenty of scoundrels who have been in politics all through the history of our country, and not even our country. People who get involved in politics in any circumstance in countries all around the world, there certainly is a tendency for some to be scoundrels. And so in this circumstance, do we describe Trump as a scoundrel? Some people think Mrs. Clinton is a scoundrel.
Yeah, this election is you see what you want to see. I think that the people...
Would you please? That's a very interesting statement.
People watch the debate and they root for the candidate of their choice and they in their minds...
Blindly?
Well, not everybody, but a large amount of people react emotionally and with wish thinking, and they root for the person of their choice, and they spin it in their own mind.
Like going to a wrestling match.
Yeah, to come out the way they want. So the real Trumpists, they really think Trump won. The real Hillary supporters think she did. And then the people that are watching it objectively can see the pros and cons of both sides and view it a little bit more impartially.
Well, they look at the falsification of it all, the phoniness, the fraud that is a part of the process, not necessarily what they're seeing, but what has happened then results in what we see, like the Democratic National Committee basically having it out or in for Bernie Sanders and getting caught with their pants down on the issue. And then, is there a like issue? Is there a like circumstance on the Republican side?
Let's look at history. Remember the old smoke-filled rooms?
Yep.
Well, that's what they did there.
The Teapot Dome era.
Before they had these primaries that were open primaries and people could vote and then they had to live with the results, they used to have primaries, but they were not as binding. And the party bosses would get together privately during the convention and hash it out. Yep. And if you were a Bernie Sanders or you were a Hubert Humphrey, back in the Kennedy days, or if you were not the hot favorite, you wouldn't get the nomination because the party was against you. This is only a manifestation of that. I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is the party bosses are not always thrilled with the results of this new way of doing primaries, and a case could be made that the wrong candidates actually do get nominated because of the nature of voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
That the most extreme elements of each party are more likely to vote in the primaries.
Of course they are. And nobody gets the fact that the primaries are more important. I don't understand it. 20% of the voters vote for the primary. That's where you really make the choice. Not in the final election. The primaries, why don't we teach that in school? Why aren't folks understanding that that's where you really got to go to express yourself?
Well, there's not much explanation of civics anymore. There's not much education in the media anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on in fourth and fifth grade social studies anymore. I know it was very important when I was back in... So remember social studies?
Yep. Loved
it. We learned these things. They used to show how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah.
Now, some of it was idealistic. I mean, I actually thought that I could write a letter to my congressman. The congressman would judge the merits of my suggestion on its merits.
Uh-huh.
And then he would go and suggest it to the Congress. That's how a bill
Michael Harrison wrote me a letter today, and I want to read some of its contents for you.
But that's what I was taught in school. Were you?
Yeah, I was. I had a say.
Yeah.
I have a say now because I have a bully pulpit called a radio program. Mm-hmm. But do I influence anybody? Do any of us influence anyone?
Well, nowadays everybody seems to have preconceived determination,
and
the media today is preaching to the choir as opposed to trying to spread information.
Awful. 16 past the hour. This is the wonderful Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower. With a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration, you just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties. Helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
18 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk is hot. Listen to this description of this program. All right, Martin, you ready?
Yeah.
Getting a handle on what's on the minds of listeners around the country is a tough job. The results have proven fascinating to listeners. Every week, the Talk Radio Countdown Show surveys a variety of people in and out of the industry to determine what's on the minds of listeners. Intriguing information and contributors that make for a fast-moving, entertaining, and informative show.
Where is that? I'd like to hear it. Where is that show? Where show is that?
Where is that show? Who is that man? Now, on the list of people, I'm going to set this up a little bit because I think that there is a discussion about Patrick Kennedy that needs to take place. A lot of people, when they listen to you go through the top, the people that are on the top of the list in terms of discussion focus, most all of them we got, even people know who Duterte is now. I'm not sure if everybody knows who Josh Brown is, but most people do. But Patrick Kennedy, we know if it's the same Patrick Kennedy that we all think we know. He had a hand in something this week that some people think was what we're talking about. The whole thing, what's wrong with politics? What's wrong with the system? What's wrong with some of these people, which we tend to focus on more? I mean, you could look at this list of people and think, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with Donald Trump? What's wrong with Hillary Clinton? What's wrong with Barack Obama? Well, let's figure out what the story is with Patrick Kennedy coming up here. Talk Radio Countdown time is 21 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. At 23 past the hour, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, host of several different radio programs. This is one that I'm most proud of. I like the ability that we have to get into a lot of different radio stations and help everybody sort of wrap up the week. Remember that old show, That Was the Week That Was?
Yeah.
Remember that, Michael?
Was a big TV show.
Yeah. So this is The Week That Was.
Was that the one that made David Frost popular in America?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
I think it was David Frost who brought it over, yeah.
Yeah.
This all these items come from discussions the week of October 17th to the 21st. The aforementioned Patrick Kennedy, a lot of people thought it was Teddy Kennedy's son, but it's not. And the connection here is that this Patrick Kennedy is the Undersecretary of State. What is it that he is supposed to have done? The idea that this name just came out of the blue. He supposedly is up to his Mickey in this whole email issue, is he?
Well, basically, the broad strokes explanation is that allegedly changed the classification of some of Hillary Clinton's emails so as to change them from classified to unclassified, to pave the way for her not being found guilty of anything.
Right. Yeah.
And, so whatever that was. But he's not the same guy that was the member of the Kennedy family, and because they have the same name, a lot of people figured it was him, so they sent him nasty tweets. So he wound up receiving a few nasty words from people out there for something he had nothing to do.
What are we going to do about the nastiness of, in general, the reason I asked you about the debate that you had, sponsored by Talkers last week, was wondering whether those people could see their way through to be civil to one another. We're all friends. We all know each other. But the civility model seems to have disappeared, although correctly pointed out earlier on a program that I'm involved with, the idea that before there was a lot of good record keeping, before the news media was able to be present and hold politicians accountable, this kind of stuff went on all the time. It just is nobody knew about it. So we see the likes of Donald Trump. I haven't ever seen anybody like Donald Trump in my lifetime running for a high elected office. But yet there are people like him who've been around before. It just is, we don't know about it. But we didn't know. It hasn't been in your lifetime, my lifetime, Michael. We've never seen anything like this.
No, but there were some characters who were very, very nasty, you know, foul-mouthed, heavy drinking, smoking, womanizing, misogynistic creepoids that you just wouldn't see it publicly. They were very, very different on camera and on TV and in terms of their speeches. So that's what's changed is Trump has used the assets or the characteristics of a reality show character or a Don Rickles type of a comedian, you know, the insult artist, and has used it effectively by tying it into some issues that people think about but don't talk about.
Do you think it's been effective, though? Look at his standing in the polls. Do you believe the polls?
I think it's been very effective. The election's not over. I suspect Hillary will win. She might even win by a landslide. But the fact that Trump got this far, the fact that he captured the nomination of a major party against
the
profession.
He beat up the party.
Yeah, he beat up the party. He beat up a bunch of professionals. This is pretty amazing. Come on, let's give him his due. Whether he did it nicely or not, it's an amazing accomplishment and worthy of study.
Could somebody have done that like Trump if they didn't have money?
I don't think anybody could be like Trump and not have money, because he made it on so many fronts. Mm-hmm. He was a reality TV star. Most people knew him from Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
And they didn't know him from his business.
Yeah, I mean, in New York City, they know him for years because he was a local media exhibitionist.
Right. 28 past.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Six minutes before the hour, like 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I have a confession to make.
Oh, yes, my son.
It comes about as a result of some conversation back and forth, communication from listeners back and forth about what it is that you and I are talking about. And I'm going to, my confession has to do with where my head is. And I think I felt this way through much of my regular program for the last 2 or 3 days, maybe since the debate Wednesday night. I cannot get myself around this, the fulcrum of conversation, or not, it isn't even conversation. And I tend to some days be angry about Donald Trump, and then other days I tend to be angry about Hillary Clinton. But what I'm more angry about is that this stuff is going on at all. It is so depressing, and it gets under my skin. I probably shouldn't admit this on the air, but I don't.
Why? But it's a position. It's a valid position. You should admit it. Definitely, it's good.
The fact that many people are deciding the election. You know, this thing could go any way. There's still a couple of weeks before the election, and there is a chance that something could happen, as the poll suggested after the leaking of that 2005 Billy Bush thing. Look at what it did to Trump's numbers. And, you know, same thing, whether or not Hillary Clinton has been affected by the negativity. We were just talking about Patrick Kennedy, the Undersecretary of State, that seemed to have greased the slides for all of those emails to be discharged. Some of the things that have been done by others, just anything to win. And it bothers me a lot. It really does. I mean, psychologically, I just sent a note to somebody that I'm very close to. I'm out of sorts. And I can feel it. I can hear it. I have become, on the air, I get, instead of us having quick, fancy, full conversations, I get into these heavy discussions about things that make me feel like I'm more in touch with what my reality is. Well, and my reality is not these people and not what's going on.
Well, your reality should be the guiding compass of your radio show. That's one. Two, there's nothing wrong with you following that course. But more importantly, you're always talking. You seem conflicted about how much politics should be part of your daily show. We're not talking about this show, folks. We're talking about his daily show. Yeah. And you seem to be still fighting that battle.
I am.
If you find politics to be personally distressing and you find that the position that you have is out of step with what's expected of political talk shows on radio today, well, then don't talk politics at all.
How can you not, though, in this, you're an, talk about politics at this time in this election cycle?
Yeah, but I like the way you're talking about politics. See, this is what I'm trying to say. If you're going to talk about politics and you're feeling depressed over the nature of this election or the state of the political system in America, speak about it, because that's a valid point of view that many people share.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way. You never hear me praising any candidate on the air,
mm-hmm.
But I certainly criticize both, and I criticize the system, and I hold everybody accountable. And I don't host a daily program on 600 stations. This may not work there, but there's a place for this point of view.
It just is. So against the grain of me, and I've always been me on the air. I have a hard time masking that. But I'm a professional, and sometimes I think I shouldn't get that worked up about this stuff. But yet, maybe that's what gives me some credibility, or whatever the word is that gets used. I'm authentic. I'm just ticked off. it really annoys me. Because I want to actually... And you and I have not had this conversation because you haven't been a fan of Trump's from the beginning. There's something about Trump and the message, not him, but why he got to where he is because of people being upset that the real America is getting lost to these people who have power and control. And so as people come along and see that, they want to shake it up, they want to change it. To have it, is it that we just want to go back to the good old days? Or do we really have a sense that we're going in the wrong direction and we better have a course correction before everything falls apart? See, I think that's where I am. I'm worried about, and I don't worry about a lot of stuff, but I am concerned about what my grandson is going to be, what his life is going to be like living in this country.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the nature of democracy, the nature of this kind of experiment that the Founding Fathers, launched, is constantly having to be vigilant and protect the next generation from the loss of freedom and the loss of the ideals and the loss of what our culture stands for. Now, whether it was better in the old days or not is debatable. If you look at history, they've always said this. What we're saying has always been said.
Yeah.
So I think this is just a modern version of the same argument. And progress doesn't necessarily mean good. There's times when a society goes down a dark alley and you have to back up. And that's even in business. We got to go back to basics. Going back to basics is a euphemism for, okay, we're heading in the wrong direction. We got to go back to what we stand for and start over. And sometimes that comes from a natural disaster, or sometimes it just comes from a natural awakening, usually after things get bad. In self-help, they say you have to hit rock bottom before you can begin to really make an effort to improve. So, unfortunately, that's what happens with societies. They hit rock bottom, and then after the disaster, people come together. Isn't it interesting how people come together in disasters like hurricanes, 9/11s, things of that nature?
Yep.
It's all part of the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you feel better?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I just would rather us... I thought...
Well, do you want to just end the show now and say this is the last one?
This...
And we can play cartoons.
We could do that, yeah. What I found?
We could go back and talk about why the Moody Blues are not in the Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that really annoys. You know what? Damn it, that really does bug the hell out of me. The Moody Blues are the kings of classic rock.
Not anymore. You don't even hear them on classic rock, and I think that's a tragedy.
Well, I think you hear some, but they're not
a lot. No, the Moody Blues are out of favor in the rock and roll world for having. They call them the choir boys of rock. The rap on the Moody Blues was that they were too soft, too melodic, many synthesizers, and that they sold out for commercial values and weren't really a cutting-edge group anymore, back when that mattered, and that kind of stuck with them.
Yeah. Not with me. I think they're great.
I've always liked them. I've always liked them. But then again, I have...
I like Van Morrison. Van Morrison in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know if he is, but he should be.
Yeah. Well, so should the Moody Blues.
Hey, well, so should everybody.
Yeah. You and I should be. We were great jocks.
I'm not a big fan of Halls of Fame.
Yeah, nah. But aren't there some jocks? As a matter of fact, I'm sure there are, because Dick Summer was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, I think.
Well,
there are some. I think, don't they have, like, Bruce Morrow and Cousin...
I'm not sure. I don't really... I have to be honest, as a rock and roller, and I am a rock and roller,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, it's very political. Back to that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so political. It's kind of like the... we have a Radio Hall of Fame that is a group of broadcasters get together every year, and they pick people supposedly that ought to be in the Hall of Fame. That's very political, too. And maybe is that
really?
That's news to you. Yeah, that's a little something between Michael and me. Anyway, but all of these, who runs the Rotary? That's political, isn't it?
Well, everything is political.
Everything's political.
You know, you got to play the game. Everything becomes a political game.
And
you
have to play games well. That's my problem. I should stop being me and be somebody else, right?
I think that this is true. I really think it's time for you to stop being you and be someone else. Why don't you become Mother Teresa?
Well, she's gone.
Even she's under
Father
attack.
Mother Teresa.
No, but what I'm trying to say is that this is human nature, and you have to have a degree of tolerance for it. We have to keep our eye on where the line is, where the boundary is between really going past what's fair and correct and right and righteous.
Yeah.
But you can't be too pure, because if you're too pure, you're missing the point of how this operates.
But you get rolled over by the corruption, because there's corruption everywhere. I mean, I was talking about the polls earlier. The corruption there is there were a couple of guys on the LA radio station that I listened to here yesterday afternoon talking about how the poll information that everybody got, and then it was edited, shall we say, by the Los Angeles Times to reflect what they wanted it to reflect, not what the poll really what the poll reflected. Yeah. It's what they wanted it to reflect. So, and most people don't see the polls, right? They see the reading in the newspaper. Okay, newspaper A takes the poll, and okay, these are the results of the poll. And then newspaper B may take the same information to a different poll and come up with a whole different... but the average person isn't getting an email from Gallup saying, these are the results of our latest poll. Well, they send them to the newspapers and the news media so that they can interpret them, because that's the whole thing, everything today. Maybe that's what we're doing here. We're interpreting.
Well, there is no empirical truth. It is just a clamoring of opinions and spin. You got to get used to that, which is one of the problems with Trump. You know, he cites the polls and when they're well for him and everything is great, and then if it doesn't go his way, it's rigged.
Yeah, I think
jobs of running for president is to be able to handle the media.
Yep, can't do it.
You can't handle the media. Don't blame them.
Yeah. Do you think I have a future in this business?
You sure have a pass.
Thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the big stories of this past week so that you'll have a handle on how the discussion is going, or you can build up in your own mind an opinion about some of these things that you may not have known anything about until we discuss them here on this program. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the playoffs, NFL games, that sort of thing. Number 9, the Josh Brown case. Number 8, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number 7, the WikiLeaks situation with Julian Assange. Number 6, the Philippine president courting the Chinese. Number 5, what's going on with the Russians in the Middle East. Number 4, Daesh and their campaign to stay alive. Number 3, the Clinton email fiasco and what did or didn't get done with the emails. Number 2, the voter fraud allegations. And number 1, the presidential race with a focus on the debate. Those are the big stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world? For Kellogg Company, that means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This wet skin moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties. Helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with the original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Continuing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I think it's my job to keep you abreast of what we're talking about and maybe the specifics of what are on these lists that I'm always referring to, the Talkers Countdown lists of stories and people. So on the people list this week, important names include at number 10, Josh Brown, the kicker for the Giants, number 9, John Kerry, and whether he was with Julian Assange or not, he was there just before the problem erupted with Assange. Number 8 is Assange. Number 7 is Duterte, the guy from the Philippines. Paul Ryan is at number 6. Pukin Putin at 5, Bad Vlad. Some refer to him as Bad Vlad. Number 4, Patrick Kennedy, the Undersecretary of State, not the congressman from Rhode Island, and the son of Ted Kennedy. Barack Obama's in the 3rd position, Hillary Clinton's in the 2nd position, and Donald Trump leads the pack again. Courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so this week, up close and far out, something else that Michael Harrison does, interviewing people of note, Charles Osgood. God love you. What a wonderful broadcaster.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. At upcloseandfarout.com, a good 40-minute conversation with Charles Osgood after he retired from his 24-year run as a TV host, and he's still going strong since the Osgood Files began in 71. They're still on 4 times a day on the CBS radio network. He's a definite gem, a classic.
He was CBS's answer to Paul Harvey, and in many respects, he was better than Paul Harvey. I don't know if that's fair, but that's what the two of them were people you could really gain a lot from informationally, but attitudinally as well.
Yeah. A very classy guy, Charles Osgood. And poetry and music and
great stuff. All right, check it out. UpCloseAndFarOut.com. This is a Talk Radio review at 50 minutes past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Review with a focus on the legal aspects of a number of the stories from this week, courtesy of the mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a legal professor. He is a legal scholar. He teaches, he learns, he sees, he conquers. Vinny Vinci, what was that?
Vinny Vinny Vici.
Some lawyer must have said that under the circumstances.
Either that or Julius Caesar.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the amount of voter fraud that appears to be suspect, number two item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the legal ad, we've been talking about this and voter registration and IDs and all this other stuff. Where in the world does this go? And I saw something this week, in the last couple of months, I think you and I touched on this at least once, if not twice, number of lawyers that were supposedly going to be hanging around the polls to make sure everything was copacetic. Now I see that the feds are saying you can't have the same number or as many lawyers as you wanted to have, whoever it was, the parties, who was going to put them in there. So what's the justification for that?
Well, essentially, what they're concerned about, is that people who are there supposedly monitoring the voting systems, in essence, are there to put voters under duress, and so you've got that balance. You know, the unfortunately, Trump has fanned flames of a problem that really isn't as significant as he's saying. And in fact, you know, years ago this was an issue, but it really isn't now. And in fact, the studies that have been done independently by Pew Research and others have found that we do have the technology now, particularly when you're talking about sharing information about deceased voters so that they get taken off the lists. That really isn't a problem anymore. So many of these voting machines, they are not online, so they're not going to be directly hacked. You know, it really is, and it would be an incredible effort, and we have such a diffuse voting system that rigging the election is pretty much next to impossible. Is it impossible? No, nothing's impossible, but the real threat has been dramatically exaggerated by Trump.
You know, I don't think there are very many cases where you and I disagree. I think in this circumstance, yeah, I really do disagree. I'll recount. You said it doesn't happen anymore, and I think to a point it may not be as bad as it used to be. My father grew up in South Boston, and he and his Irish friends were all pals with the Irish ward bosses. And so when they were just, I think, like 19, 20 years of age, there were a group of 10 of them. They were hired by the ward bosses, and they were given 10 names for each of the 10 districts of Boston. They were all dead, and they'd go to they'd pay them $10 a vote, so they would all day during election day go to these 10 precincts, they'd vote, and each one of them had a different name. And they were able to influence the election. And you know as well as I do, Joe Kennedy did that in Chicago in 1960.
I was about to say that. I remember the Kennedy election where that there were allegations of that. Yeah, it did go on. And it went on as recently as 4 years ago
in
larger numbers. But since that
in Chicago.
That part of the system.
Yeah. In Chicago.
Yeah. Who'd have thought it in Chicago?
You're right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so the Clinton emails, let's go to that for a minute, and what Patrick Kennedy did. I don't even begin to understand. This is so mind-bogglingly complex. How do they say that she didn't do anything wrong? I don't get that at all.
Well, you know something, she did make mistakes, but she didn't violate any statutes, and that's what it comes down to. And you know, when you had the FBI director Comey, and you know, I got to admit, I don't have a lot of faith in a lot of elected officials and even appointed officials. He's one I do. I find him to be fair, and you know, his investigation showed, yeah, what she did was outrageous, stupid, which bothers me more than anything else, but no more than that. It was not a criminal offense.
And so how is it, during the course of the week, there was a story about a four-star general who sort of did the same thing in the service.
No,
he got,
good point. That was what Trump was saying, that he was doing the same thing. He was not doing the same thing. He purposely was a whistleblower about a nuclear sabotage program that we did using Stuxnet in Iran. And not only was he the whistleblower, he didn't even get in trouble for that. He then lied to the FBI about that. He, in effect, he was lucky because he frankly came close to treason with what he purposely did.
Played out in the media, the news media. Interesting. All right, thank you, Steve. Always a very thought-provoking time with you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal authority here for the Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.